The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Old timer, actually, who's new to Happy Hour? Welcome, great. Who's new to IMC? Yay, all right, I love that enthusiastic. Awesome, great, welcome. Welcome to everyone. All of you, so happy to be here and practicing together. This is a happy hour, which tends to be pretty sweet. It's a nice period of practice. So what we do every week at this time is we take one theme relating to the practices of the heart. And the way it goes is I'll speak about it for a few minutes about what the offering is today. And then the bulk of the time is a 30-minute guided meditation. So everything you need, you'll get, whether you're beginner or experienced, just follow the instructions as they land for you. And then after that, we do relational practice, practicing loving kindness or kindness, friendliness in community with some interactive exercises, which I will explain, which are optional, and then there is some time for Q&A. And an hour goes pretty quickly for those of you who have been here before. So with that, the topic for today is metta for all parts of ourselves. It's just gentle metta, gentle friendliness, gentle loving kindness for ourselves, which I like to offer. And the way, the twist I like to consider for your practice, offer for your consideration and practice today is just, you know, it's evoking the image of the archetype of the archetype of a completely compassionate being that accepts you, loves you no matter what. And the idea here is imagining, you know, a very loving mother figure, even if your relationship with your mother wasn't this way, but inviting you to invoke that. You know, when there is a compassionate mother figure and the little kid who jumps up and down and is cranky or hurts himself or herself or runs up and down or doesn't behave well, you know, the mother is loving no matter what, and they have a much bigger perspective of what's happening with the child. It's not the end of the world when they hurt themselves, or it's not the end of the world when they don't get the cookie they want and they throw a tantrum, or, you know, it's kind of like it's a bigger perspective of loving the child no matter what. So with that, can we be that kind of a compassionate figure, mother figure for ourselves, with all the judgments we have about ourselves? Oh, I wish I had done that. Oh, I wish I had not done that. Oh, I'm not good in this way. Oh, I'm bad in this way. So all the inner conflicts, inner judgments that we have about ourselves and not respecting or loving ourselves enough. What if we viewed ourselves from this perspective? And to say this practice for some of you might be kind of an edge, and it's okay. And just gently, gently leaning into it. There's no pushing, there's no should in this practice. Just kind of leaning into it. And it might open up in ways you did not expect, or it might open up in a different way. Whatever happens, be mindful and simply be present and learn from whatever reveals itself to you. How does that sound so far? Interested, excited, scared, it's all good. Whatever arises. So with that, I'd like to invite you to make yourself comfortable. Especially if you're new, this is a really good time to go get more cushions and props so that you're sitting comfortably, whether it's in a chair or on a cushion on the floor. And for all of us, maybe moving a little back and forth in our bodies, kind of finding our center of gravity. And landing in your body. Maybe moving a little bit, actually, moving in place. Maybe moving your arms, just kind of moving your neck, kind of moving and just feeling your body, really landing in your body. That's the first step, getting out of your head and into your body. See whatever movement you need to do. And now, landing in your body. If you're sitting in a chair, I suggest that you have your feet flat on the floor. Don't let them be crossed. Maybe rolling your shoulders back, opening your chest a little bit. Allowing your back to be straight with attention to a gentle curve in your spine. Imagining as if there is a thread, invisible thread on top of your head that's gently, gently pulling up on your head and straightening out your vertebrae. So that your body can relax, be relaxed, it's already held up by this invisible string. And then softening your body, softening your muscles. Softening your forehead. Relaxing your face. Letting your eyes rest in the socket. Letting your jaw be soft and drop. And your cheeks be pulled down by gravity. Relaxing the whole face, especially when you breathe out with the out-breath, letting go of any tension, any holding the face. Gently brushing your neck and shoulders with your attention. Relaxing, softening, letting go, letting it drop. Your upper arms, lower arms, and hands. Opening, releasing any holding, tightness. You might feel new sensations or tension or tightness or even pain you have not been aware of. It's okay. Just releasing, relaxing. The chest, the abdomen. Letting the abdomen hang out. As the breath is breathed in. The belly distending and hanging out. No need to hold it in. Just letting it hang. Relaxing. Releasing. Your bottom, your sits bones, melting into the earth, into the cushion, to the chair. your upper legs, the lower legs, let them be still. Soft, relaxed, grounded. Let the feet be grounded, the legs. With every out-breath, landing more and more into this body, into this moment. Letting the breath move in and out as it has been. However it's been moving in and out, let it continue. Let it be pulled in into the belly. Not making breathing into a project, because you've been breathing this whole time. So simply let it continue. Letting the breath be breathed in. The in-breath and breathed out with the out-breath. And with every out-breath, relaxing the body some more. Arriving even more with every out-breath, every in-breath. Letting the breath feel like a lullaby, calming and soothing. Letting go in this moment of all the thoughts and worries and concerns. Simply bowing to them right now and saying, not now. Not now. They'll still be here later. Not now. And just give yourself to this period of sitting, meditating, knowing that you'll pick up your thoughts and plans later. They'll still be here. For now, just simply sitting and breathing. Embracing, completely embracing this moment, this body relaxed, the simplicity, the joy of just sitting and breathing. What a relief. To put down plans, thoughts, worries, and just sit and breathe for a moment. Very simple. And as we calm and collect our mind at the beginning of this practice period, not that there's anything wrong with thinking in general, but just for the purpose of settling, When thoughts arise, simply bow to them with friendliness and say thank you, but not now. And come back to your body, come back to your breath. Calm. Inviting calm. Inviting space. Inviting peace and stillness with every in-breath, every out-breath. I invite you to bring to mind the image of a mother and a child, maybe a young child. The mother is wise, loving, compassionate, accepting. And the child, a young child, maybe a toddler, lovable. Maybe the child is running around. Maybe the child doesn't want to eat his or her food. Maybe throws a tantrum or falls and gets hurt and cries. No matter what. No matter what the child, this little child, does, the mom is steady. This archetype is steady, loving, spacious, unmoved, with acceptance and care, no matter what. No matter what the child does, it cannot possibly fall outside the mother's love and acceptance. This steadiness, the steadiness. The spaciousness of this care, of this love. Envelops the child. 360. The child is loved no matter what, just because. No reasons needed. And even if the child feels bad, maybe the child has broken a vase and is feeling really bad. The mother consoles the child. It's okay. It's okay. The mother sees the big picture. And the inner goodness of the child, whether or not the child can see it, him or herself. See if it is possible to touch into the expansiveness, steadiness, spaciousness of this mother's love for the child no matter what. The mother loves the child no matter what, regardless of anything. See if your mind can touch into this archetype. The archetype of unconditional love. Maybe just for a moment. May not hold it steady, but just for a moment, just touching into it is enough. And now, you are the child. You are the child of the universe. Regardless of what you feel bad about in yourself, what's not accepted, what you judge about yourself, about your body, about your thoughts, your actions, the past, your habits, whatever it is, whatever it is. Maybe see for a moment that there is this archetype of universal love, compassion that holds you. And loves you and accepts you whether or not you feel that you deserve it. Maybe just allowing yourself to be held ever so gently for a moment. Just letting it penetrate just a little bit. Just a tiny bit at first. If it feels overwhelming, just take it in a tiny bit. See yourself as a child just simply being held. That's all. That's all. You're just being held. You're just being held. That's all. Maybe being rocked back and forth. It's okay. Feeling safe. It's okay. Feeling accepted. Just as you are. Just as you are. With all the blemishes and imperfections that you imagine yourself to have. Simply being held. Simply being held. And if it's helpful for you to imagine yourself at a particular age, the younger version of yourself, whatever age strikes you as the right one, maybe a time when you're having difficulties, just being held, just being held. Now, it's okay. Just resting for a moment, putting down all the judgments, putting down all the worries, all the plans. Putting down all the complications of being human and just simply allowing yourself to feel held. This might feel quite emotional. It's okay. Let yourself melt. Let yourself be held whether or not you feel you deserve it. Who are you? Who are you to decide what you deserve or not deserve? You're a child of the universe. Don't get in the way. Get out of your own way. Get out of your own way. And just allow. Maybe it's wordless. Maybe it's just being held and being rocked. Or maybe it's just an image. This compassionate, loving archetype image looking at you with caring eyes, with a smile. Let yourself be seen. Be seen with eyes of kindness, eyes of care, eyes of compassion. Being human is not easy. The compassionate image knows that. And holds you, cares for you. No matter what. And if judgments, thoughts of unworthiness, undeservedness are coming up, let them too be held in this loving gaze, in this loving space. It's all part of being human. We're all imperfect beings doing our best, doing our best with the causes and conditions that have been put in place long before we came to this world. Each in-breath and out-breath, connecting with your body and the feeling of being held. And now I'd like to invite you, see if you can hold yourself with this kind of kindness and care, as much as it's available, holding yourself with care, with kindness, with acceptance. Yes, I'm not perfect. Yes. I love and accept myself just as I am. Accepting your foibles. The parts of you that you love, you appreciate, you honor, of which there are many. And the parts that you rather leave behind, loving them all, no part left out. Appreciating, embracing both the light within yourself and the shadow. All the same. Accepting, seeing, embracing. Because if we push any part of ourselves away by denying ourselves, we're only denying our growth and wisdom. But by actually seeing, embracing, witnessing everything, we allow the wisdom to come in and take the center seat. May I love and accept myself just as I am. Or maybe the phrase could be something like, I don't know, you're a klutz and I love you anyway, telling yourself. Or you wasted a lot of time today and I love you anyway. Or whatever it might be for you. It's possible. If it's possible to offer yourself unconditional acceptance and love. And if this practice comes to an edge, brings you to an edge of overwhelm or too difficult or resistance, that's okay. Accept and embrace the resistance. It's like this right now. It's like this right now. May I accept the resistance? May I accept this edge that exists right now with grace, love and wisdom. Whatever is arising in your experience right now, embracing, accepting, even if it feels internally like a revolt or a mess, even if that, accepting, embracing that, start wherever you are. Start wherever you are. The crack is where the light gets in. In a moment I will ring the bell. I invite us all to hold ourselves with kindness and gratitude for whatever this period of practice was or wasn't. You came, you sat here, you practiced. Whatever came up was exactly what had to be. No attachment to outcome. Thank you, me. Thank you for trying. Thank you for sitting and practicing. So now we'll spend a few minutes practicing relational kindness and acceptance. And the way this part of the practice works, in my mind, is just as important as the first part. And it is optional. You don't have to participate if you don't want to. And you're highly encouraged to do so. Many people who have hesitated to participate in this later have reported, wow, this was the best part. So what we'll do now is we'll get into groups of three, and the prompt is, how was this practice for you? And there's no right or wrong. There's no right or wrong answer. You could say, I fell asleep the whole time. That's perfectly fine. There's no right or wrong. You're speaking for your own benefit, to be held witness, not in order to educate or impress others. Is just practicing to just speak a little bit in community. The real part of the practice is really holding space. So for people who are listening, which will be you twice, when you're listening, stay embodied as much as you can. Stay embodied. And it's a monologue, so you're not interrupting the person who's speaking at all. They're speaking, each person speaks for 1 or 2 minutes. Staying embodied and holding a space of kindness and acceptance. You know what we were just talking about? You're doing that relationally. It's a sandbox, right? It's a sandbox of trying something out right now at IMC. Just holding this kind space. No matter what the person says, they cannot possibly be saying anything wrong. You're just accepting, embracing with kindness and care whatever they say about their experience. Clear? Yes? And when you're speaking, again, you try to stay embodied. That's number one. Number two, you share whatever it feels right to you. You don't have to share everything if you don't want to, but you just share about a minute or two what you observed, what happened, anything you want to share. Okay? Clear? Any questions about this part? And it's best if you're on the same level, either on a chair or on a cushion. If you came here with someone, I suggest that you get into a group that does not include them. Just get to meet and mingle other people. All right. Questions, comments, complaints, whatever you want to talk about. Got microphones, so please. Any hands yet? Oh, yes, please. Say your name if you would, please.
Yeah, sure. I'm Rochelle.
Hi, Rochelle.
Hi. I was kind of talking about this, but I've been meditating. I meditate daily, too. And I've been having a lot of trouble getting out of my, like, work thinking mind. Even as I'm going through the exercises, I almost have this other, like, voice that's like, oh, but think about from this perspective, or think about, make sure you're taking notes on it, or just kind of
right,
that like rational like brain that is, I'm having more and more trouble getting it to kind of calm down. Yeah. And it feels like once I do have it calm down, I immediately have trouble staying awake.
Yeah.
So like I definitely feel a sense afterwards of like, I do feel more calm. Like my nervous system feels more calm after sitting here.
Yeah.
I feel that in my body. But I think that I've just noticed that kind of, that part of my mind is, I have trouble having it like be at a place of peace. I've meditated for a while and I used to be able to feel really like present to a visualization, but now it's harder, I think, for me to do that.
Yeah. So there are multiple things that you're bringing up. One is just the busyness of the mind and kind of hard to settle for you. And the second thing you're raising is that at times when you manage to settle, you fall asleep. And the third thing you're pointing out is when you do sit, and here's the clarification that I'll ask you, when you sit, whether or not your mind settles, you feel calmer, or if you fall asleep, you feel calmer, or that doesn't matter?
I think whether or not I can get my mind to stop having that repetitive kind of thinking, I still notice that at the end I am calmer.
Yeah, great, wonderful. So the third one, yay, that's great, because it's working, even if you think it's not quote-unquote working, you know, it's still working. And then I have a question for you. So are you sleep deprived?
Yes.
I'm a mind reader. So that's not surprising at all then, that when your mind settles, you kind of fall asleep, you're out, lights are out. Of course, because when the mind settles, the first place that our mind and body go to is to sleep debt. And if you have a significant sleep debt, which might be the case, then of course you go to pay that. So that's expected. So get more sleep this is going to sound really funny from a meditation teacher, but if you're seriously sleep deprived, I would privilege sleep over meditation. That's more important for you to get resourced. And So now, let's say you're not sleep deprived, okay, and you sit, and it's the weekend, and you're like, okay, good, I got enough sleep, and I'm going to sit, and then your mind is going all over the place, like, ah! Okay, so my suggestion for you is become embodied. Feel your body. Feel your breath in the body. Because what you're describing, and this is not just you, it's very typical of heady people. Any other heady people in this room? Yes, of course. We tend to be kind of up here. We tend to be up neck up. And if, you know, sometimes I ask people, where do you feel your breath? Like, I don't know. I kind of feel my, but not really. So really feel your breath in your belly. Really get grounded in the sensations in your body, and you'd be amazed how your mind will start to settle more readily. So if I ask you, for example, don't want to put you on the spot, maybe I would, it's okay. Where do you feel your breath right now?
Right here in my diaphragm, kind of.
Move it lower. Move it to your lower belly if you can. When you sit and meditate and really feel it, yeah, to ground yourself.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome. Great. Other comments, questions, anything? How was this practice for you? Challenges? This can be a challenging practice, by the way. Anybody felt some challenge with the practice? Yes. Of course, I know, it's a tough one, I know. Send you a curveball, but it's okay. Sometimes just to touch into our edge just a little bit. Just a little bit. What else? Questions, comments? Please.
Since you brought up discomfort and edginess or having an edge with this,
yeah.
I got to a point towards the end when you asked us to accept all, and I had something today where I got a little bit upset with myself for forgetting something.
Yeah.
And I tend to hold on to that.
Yeah.
And I know I do, and I do know how it feels, and it's not a nice feeling.
Yeah.
But meditating with it softened it, and I was able to look at it. You asked us to just look at it, maybe not with judgment, but let it be. And I feel like it's almost behind me, and I'm through it. And that was really helpful today.
Nice.
I didn't expect to come in here and have something like that occur.
Nice.
But I do want to think about where you took me that I backed away.
That you went.
Where I backed off.
Yeah.
And I kind of what came out of our meditation about 2 minutes before it was over.
Yeah.
And I got very tense. My body tensed up.
Your body tensed?
My body tensed at that point.
Oh, so help me understand. So you were going, and also seemed like you revisited something that was challenging earlier today, and seek it from another perspective, from the perspective of acceptance, and that softened it.
Yes.
So that seems like there's softening, and then something shifted, and right before the end.
Because it was a guided meditation, something I heard, and I want to figure out what it was.
Ah. Oh, interesting.
It shifted where I was in the meditation, and it created a tense body, which brought me out of the meditation.
Oh, yeah.
With a little discomfort physically.
Interesting. Great. So I really appreciate, Myla, the sense of curiosity that you have about this. Mm-hmm. That what was it that caused that? So if, you know, depending on your level of your curiosity, you could listen to the recording later, and it can be a very interesting investigation. It can be a fascinating investigation to just sit with it and see what is resonating. Like, ouch, oh, that's what's... Because there can be a lot there.
It's telling.
It's juicy. Yeah, because these kind of edge points, there's a lot there. Again, very gently, you know, titrating. And when I mean titrate is like tapping into it and then backing off a little bit. Tapping into the difficulty, backing off. Because that way, our edge expands instead of being stuck in the limited place that we might be. Just expands, expands, expands. But we have to be very gentle with ourselves. Great, thank you for that. Really interesting. Yeah, what else? I'll share something. For this practice, sometimes, even as I do it, sometimes it can be quite powerful. And if I allow the universal love and care for myself to be held in it, you know, sometimes it's easy and sometimes it's like, oh, it brings up tears. It brings up a sense of, oh my goodness, it's almost too much. I have to kind of back off a little bit, because letting it in, the full power of this unconditional love, it's a lot. So just being very gentle with it sometimes. But it's also powerful to let it in as much as is possible to let it in. Even if it's a tiny, tiny bit, it can still be really healing and very opening. So we have time maybe for one more question or comment. Come on, this is your chance. Back there, hold.
I've heard the term enlightenment. Enlightenment.
Enlightenment, yeah.
And is that, I don't know, is that a goal? Someone was asking me about this, and I thought our goal was get rid of the busy mind, get rid of the busy body, and then see what's there.
Yeah.
But a friend was saying, well, maybe we're supposed to be filled with enlightenment at some point. I don't quite know what my question is, but
right. What's the point of all this?
Yeah.
So there's so many ways that I can answer this, and this is such a huge question for the 2 minutes we have left. So one thing I would say, and your name again?
My name is Mary.
Hi, Mary. And one thing you were saying was you thought the point was to what was it, clear our mind?
Get rid of the busy mind.
Get rid of the busy mind.
The busy body sensation.
Okay, great. So we'll stop right there. That's perfect.
Right.
Okay, good. Oh, get rid of the emotions too?
Because sometimes there's just sort of a busy emotion.
Yeah.
Oh, God, I forgot to do my thing. Oh,
right.
You know, it's just busyness.
So great. So that's not the goal.
Right.
Great. So none of that, getting rid of things is not the goal, actually. So let me just clarify that. Getting rid of things is not the goal at all. What I would say, actually, I wouldn't so much use the word goal, but part of this practice, what happens, I would put it this way, is to develop compassion and wisdom. Okay, so what we're doing today in this practice in Happy Hour is along the lines of compassion, building more metta, loving kindness, care, the practices of the heart. Okay? But we do that with wisdom. So what does wisdom mean in this case? What the heck is it? Wisdom in this context is to see clearly. It's not to get rid of things so everything is calm. It's this practice, it built at the beginning, some calmness is good so that the mind is settled. But the point of it is to see clearly, is to see everything clearly. To see the busyness of the mind clearly, not to get rid of it, but to see what's happening, to see the emotions clearly, to be with them, to make space for everything. So one crown jewel of this practice is equanimity, to see and be with everything, with the whole kitchen caboodle, whatever it is, you know, being with everything as it arises and passes away. It's different than getting rid of. Do you see? So when there is a sense of peace and ease with things just as they are, don't have to change, don't have to get rid of the waves of life. There'll always be waves. But learning to surf the waves, there's so much ease and freedom in not being scared by anything, by the busyness, by the despair, by the sadness, by the you're not scared of it anymore. Everything can be here just as it is, and there's space in the heart to be with everything. That is called freedom. You see the notion of, because you're free, you're not scared of anything. Nothing scares you. That freedom is synonymous for awakening or enlightenment. Does that make sense?
Yes, thank you.
I did it in 3 minutes. Okay. So thank you so much for being here, for practicing, for cultivating your heart for the benefit of all beings everywhere. The practice that we do is not just for ourselves. It really it ripples out. It affects people. So see how you feel tomorrow, having done this practice. See if something happens. See if judgment comes up. If you can hold yourself with a little more care, with a little bit of acceptance. That's your homework, if I may give you one. All right. Well, thank you so much for being here. Take care.